time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio. Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be cautious because you may gain weight just by listening.
Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day.
This segment is Just Wing It.
Get it? Snowbird with a bird, wing it. Best I could come up with.
Exactly.
Oh, well. Today's restaurant was closed for vacation the first time we attempted to review it, because we received so many calls and emails from people recommending this restaurant that were nagging us to death. We figured we'd give it another try.
Yeah, and this time, though, we were going to be cautious also.
Well, not necessarily, because Nancy, a.k.a. Debbie Downer, said we should call first to avoid spending half a day scouring the countryside for another restaurant if this one was closed again.
Because we scoured the countryside last time. We went to one other restaurant. It was closed. Yeah. And then I said, just go to Woodfield and we'll find one over there.
That'll be open. You can always find something around Woodfield, you know.
So I didn't want to have to do that again.
No. But with my devil-may-care attitude, I said, let's just wing it.
And so I listened to you.
Get it? Wing it.
You betcha.
So off we went to Hang Wing Restaurant in Palatine. Again, wing it.
God, we crack our own selves up.
You know, we do.
We do.
If you can't laugh at your own jokes, that's, you know, nobody else does.
So. I know, exactly. So when we arrived, the parking lot was jam-packed, and we were lucky enough to get the last available spot. The restaurant is huge for the amount of parking that they have, but there was a sign on the door indicating more parking was available around the corner.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go walking around a corner.
And so we got the last parking spot, so we were lucky.
If not, I would have probably made a creative spot.
You betcha. We do that a lot, too.
You think of takeout when you think of Chinese restaurants.
You do.
Because that's what most people do. They call it in, and one from column one, one from column two, and one from column C. And see, but not here. This is actually, well, they do offer takeout, of course, but this is actually a very nice Chinese restaurant.
Tastefully decorated.
On the inside, they had abundance of booths and tables to satisfy just about every size party.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was.
Yeah. While we were seated looking over their vast menu, our waiter brought over a pot of steaming hot tea. That was a nice touch, since we haven't been to a Chinese restaurant lately that gave you complimentary tea anymore.
You know, that's one thing I don't understand. I mean, it's a pot of tea. They put a tea bag in it.
Yeah.
And it's not that expensive. And
no.
The next table, they put the same tea bag in there. I mean, how many times do you think that they would change that tea bag? Maybe 2-3 times a day?
Well, they're kind of weak.
Well, it's green tea. It's like a lighter color anyway.
No, it's not green tea. This isn't, what we had was not green tea. I don't like green tea.
Oh, it was regular old tea.
Yeah, but it's their kind of tea, yeah.
Oh, Okay, so they may have to change a tea bag 4 times a day. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the fun about Chinese restaurants is trying all the different appetizers. And it is. You got to admit it is.
Yes, it is. Yes.
You know, where do your eyes go to first when you look at a menu?
All the goodies, all the appetizers.
Exactly. So you know what they say about Chinese food, don't you?
No. What do they say about Chinese food, dear?
An hour after eating it, you're hungry again.
That's what they say. Not so much in our case, though.
No, I never noticed that with us.
No, well, here, go figure. Keep going.
So Jim and I went crazy and ordered the shrimp toast, 8 pieces for $7.50. And then we ordered egg rolls, 2 of them for $4. And then we had fried wontons, 10 pieces for $4.
I can't understand why, you know, we're not hungry again after an hour. This wasn't even our entree yet.
I know. But it's so much fun to eat appetizers.
It is.
I love appetizers.
It's the best.
It is. And our waiter was getting writer's cramp by now, and I sheepishly said, "This is our big meal for the day, and we're going for the gusto. I don't eat breakfast before I go. I don't have dinner afterwards. This is our meal for the whole day. Maybe 8 o'clock at night, we might pop popcorn as a snack,
mm-hmm.
but this is it. So writer's cramp or not, just write it down." This was probably too much information for him, though, because he nodded his head.
Yeah.
You like this? Can you see it? And he ran away from us.
Go figure, you know. But, you know, kudos to you, because you did a great job of rationalizing the whole thing we did. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, mm-hmm. my love.
You're welcome, Poopsie. If you like shrimp, this shrimp toast is for you. Unlike the little schmear that they put on, the schmear of shrimp.
Schmear? Schmear?
The shrimp schmear.
Shrimp schmear?
Shrimp schmear.
Try to say shrimp schmear three times fast.
That's what you usually
shrimp
get.
Schmear. Shrimp schmear. Shrimp schmear. Shrimp schmear.
That's what you usually get when you order the shrimp toast. But on this one, you could actually taste the itty-bitty little shrimpies.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they put a healthy layer on it.
Wasn't the small shrimp schmear.
The small shrimp.
Small shrimp.
Oh, boy.
The egg rolls were also large and very tasty and should not be overlooked.
Yeah.
They were really, really good.
They were.
The large plate of wontons was a special treat since plain wontons are on very few menus these days.
Yes.
I don't know why.
You know it's mm-hmm. like you go to a restaurant mm-hmm. and you get bread on your table.
Yeah.
Well, wontons is like a push with your meal. It's like your bread.
Yeah.
You need a wonton to get all the other stuff down.
You know, and they use the wonton wrappers for just about everything. So.
Yeah, why don't they just make wontons at Chinese restaurants, sell them on their menu, or put them on the table? How expensive can they be?
Exactly.
You know, and they're not giving you bread on your table and butter. All they're doing is putting wontons on there with a little sweet and sour or sauce or mustard sauce or something, you know?
So they're going to be giving away hot tea. They're going to be giving away wontons.
Then don't give away the wontons, but
they're
just put them on the appetizer.
They're going to be going out of business. Maybe you want everything free.
No,
and you go in there and order a stinking egg roll for $2.50 and expect the guy to stay in business. Seriously. Anyway.
Don't make me laugh.
Why?
Because I cough. I'm getting over my bronchitis.
But we really enjoyed all of these tasty treats, however, but that didn't stop us from ordering our entrees.
Never.
Because we're trained professionals.
Exactly. Yeah. And we take our stuff home in doggy bags.
Yes.
That's why they make those little white containers. It's for us to bring our doggy bags home.
And we would have the fattest dog in the world.
No, Dusty was pretty skinny. I was going to say, because Dusty really did like Chinese food, because she was a Chinese crusted powder puff.
That's right, she did.
And she had the little slanted eyes like Chinese people.
Honest to God,
she
had almond eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, and she loved, she adored fortune cookies.
Yes. That was her favorite.
Yeah.
That was her favorite.
Well, they offer an assortment of lunch specials that are served from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock Tuesday through Saturday for $7.50. The restaurant is closed on Mondays. Jim went with the number one combo, which was pork egg foo young, pork fried rice, and chicken sub gum chop suey. That would be really hard to say fast. Sub gum chop suey.
Oh, yeah? Jay, shrimp schmear.
And small shrimp schmear. Anyway, what arrived was a plate overflowing with food that Jim only put a dent into.
Yeah.
All of his choices proved to be delicioso.
It's like they stacked food on top of food on top of food. It was really, really good.
Well, for you, yeah. I mean, you like your food.
Yes, I do. Nancy is picky when it comes to Chinese food and every food in general.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
A little.
She didn't see anything on the lunch specials that struck her fancy, so she went with a regular menu and ordered orange beef for $7.75. This was batter-fried beef pieces tossed in a spicy sweet sauce with broccoli and orange slices. Yeah,
that's honest. What it was supposed to be. That's what it said on the menu.
Yeah. She was disappointed in her meal, truthfully, and I was too.
Mm-hmm.
For her taste, the beef should have been cooked a little more, and the breading should have been crispy.
Yes.
Honestly, yes.
The beef was a little red, and it was not crispy at all.
No, it should
be. It was like soft and flour doughy-ish.
It should have been cooked more. You're mm-hmm. right. It should have been.
It's supposed to be crispy.
Right. Also, there was only one orange slice that was placed on top of her meal, not cooked with it.
And it's orange beef.
Yeah.
Okay? When I get orange anything, orange chicken, mm-hmm. whatever, they always use the zest of the orange. You always see oranges
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
But just to make sure we weren't going to go hungry and all was lost, no, we ordered the pan-fried noodles, $3.50 as a treat.
Yes, we did.
Oh,
those
are the best.
Oh, yummy. Oh,
they are so good.
Yeah, especially when they get nice and crunchy.
Yeah. You know, all in all, this is a great Chinese restaurant with a lot of old school recipes that were served piping hot. Their lunch specials, which is a variety to please everyone except Nancy, was a fantastic deal. And for your information, this is a handicap accessible restaurant.
The cost for this belt busting review was, drumroll please. That wasn't a drumroll.
Well, it's a Chinese restaurant. That's a karate chop.
I wanted a drum roll.
Okay, let's do it again.
The cost for this belt busting review was, drum roll, please. Oh, forget it. It was $37.41. Jim had two lunches for work from it, and we had appetizers for our Sunday afternoon snack time.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. And my love, what
yes.
is your take of this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
Thank God.
I love Chinese food.
Yeah, I know you do.
Their lunch specials that they offer were all my old-time favorites, and they make me want to go back. Try other ones. I really would.
We will go back. Don't worry.
So what's your take, my particular poopsie?
I thought I'd be called your picky poopy.
Picky particular poopsie.
Okay. They should invest in larger plates over there because they're packed from rim to rim with food. You stick your fork in the plate and food goes all over the table.
It does.
They have two small plates. They need bigger plates. And I have to go back to try the shrimp in a nest entree that piqued my interest.
Was there a smear of shrimp on that?
That's what piqued my interest. I got to go see it.
Okay. Well, give them the particulars, my particular picky poopsie.
Thank you, my love. Hang Wing Restaurant, 121 West Palatine Road in Palatine, 60067. The phone number is 847-358-3061. The website is www.hangwingpalatine.com. Directions take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Roselle Road exit, north to Palatine Road, east to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 32 minutes and counting. Because if you have to find a parking spot and you got to go around the corner, it's going to be longer than 32 minutes.
Very true, dear. Very, very true. Very
I know.
True.
I only speak the truth.
Absolutely. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
And don't say it. We're starting the new year off right.
I won't say we put you last.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
You know, I'm pretty sure we did, but let me just give it a real quick check here. We really should invest in some new equipment here.
Yeah, for the new year.
Yeah.
But see, we need money. We're not a not-for-profit organization.
We need money, people. It's working now. It's getting.
I think we need donations.
Yes, we do.
New equipment. We need it for 2018.
Although this 56K modem smoking. We're almost in. We're almost in. Aha, and I think we're in. Well, looky here. We did get a letter.
And who did we get a letter from, my love?
We got a letter from Jeff, and he was telling us about a new restaurant in the Algonquin Commons called Taiwan Restaurant.
Oh, and it takes the place of the Mediterranean restaurant that was there.
Yeah, the falafel place.
Whatever. Falafel. It was a Mediterranean restaurant. I don't know.
This is two words. It's a Taiwanese restaurant, I'm assuming, but it's called Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they got a little Hispanic guy tied up in the kitchen or something. That'd be something totally Taiwan. Hey, come on. You don't pay for this, you know?
You know, you're a moron.
Thank you. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. You know, and as long as we're talking about letters, we should say hi to our two biggest fans.
And that's probably the only two fans we have on the radio.
Yeah, I know we have two.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how many more, I don't know, but I know we have two.
One is Ken.
Uh-huh.
And one is Mary.
And they are probably our biggest fans.
Exactly. So let's say hi. Hi, Ken and Mary.
Hi, Ken and Mary. Big shout out to you guys.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
And misinformation, I think he has.
No, Mr. Know-It-All knows all.
Okay. Here in our studio today is our own nutty professor, Jim, with a special segment called Nutty Things You Probably Didn't Know About Nuts.
Exactly.
But we're afraid to ask.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, nuts are one of the most amazing foods on the planet. They're loaded with fiber. They've got, you know, some healthy fats in there. They taste good, and there's no sugar.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But lately, they've gotten kind of a bad rap because people are concerned about the fat and everything like that.
Well, they're fattening, too.
Yeah,
you can't
eat like a ton of them, but, you know. But anyway, so I am going to clear up all the misconceptions and probably give you some new information about nuts that you never knew.
And since it's the holiday times?
Yes.
You know, and people always have their mixed nuts out and everything for mm-hmm. holidays. And I'm sure people are still celebrating after the new year, you know, and they have a lot of leftover nuts and stuff
in their
cupboards.
Uh-huh.
They always put mixed nuts out for company. You always do.
See how we tie this?
I hate when people sit there and pick out the one they like the most. And then you're left with these blanched, ucky almonds at the end. You got a ton of them at the end. You take a little handful of the assortment and you eat them, people. You don't pick. I like chocolate, but I don't like nuts. But when there's chocolate covered peanuts out, I don't eat the chocolate and put the peanuts back so somebody could have nuts.
Thank you for that, dear. Thank you so much for that.
Just saying.
Well, did you ever wonder why you never see cashews in the shell?
They're the only nuts that I've never seen.
Think about it. There's, they got peanuts, they got pistachios. Almost every other nut is in a shell. Not so with cashews.
Why?
I will tell you why.
Why, my nutty professor?
Well, cashews are in the same plant family as poison ivy and poison sumac.
Wow.
And their itchy oil is contained almost entirely in the shell.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that, did you?
No, so if you crack them open, you'd be itchy, huh?
Eating cashews may actually be healthy for you. It can help control diabetes by stimulating the blood sugar absorption by muscle cells.
Uh-huh. Wow, so I got to eat lots of cashews.
How about that?
Well, we're going to have to run to the store after this.
Yep.
Because I have diabetes.
And then, do you know that pistachio is a fruit?
It's not a nut.
No. They have a lot in common with kale.
Really? Your favorite vegetable?
Yes, because pistachios get their green color from the same thing as all the other green vegetables get their green color from.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So they've been linked to, there's a lot of antioxidants. They can improve your heart health and may even decrease your risk for lung cancer.
I'm going to need those after we leave, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my parents died from lung cancer. Mm-hmm. I smoked, and I still have a cigar all the time. Then and I got a heart murmur.
Right.
I need it for heart healthy.
Yep, you do.
I do.
You do. Walnuts.
Yeah?
They're the only nut that has omega-3 fatty acids.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that is good for reduced risk of prostate cancer, breast cancer, and improved motor skills in older individuals. Sure, because they got to crack the stupid thing open. So, of course, it's going to strengthen their motor skills.
I need that, too, though, for breast cancer.
We need them all. And did you know that peanuts aren't nuts at all?
It's a peanut.
No, it's a legume.
A bean?
Like a bean or a pea. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
And a study in 2013 found that pregnant moms who ate peanuts had children born with a significantly lower incidence of nut allergies. Well, sure, because the kid's eating peanuts all the time.
Well, that's good. That's why our kids always could eat nuts.
Mm-hmm. Almonds are good for your gut.
You need it.
No, not to increase my gut or decrease.
No, your gut is increased. You need to decrease it.
May I go on?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, my love.
There was a study that found that almonds may have a role in increasing healthy bacteria in the gut.
Oh, you mean inside the gut?
Yes. So instead of taking all those probiotics, just have a few almonds.
Oh. I'll have to tell that to the lady who always gives me my medicine.
And not only that, but there's also been a study that found that consumption of almonds helped increase feelings of fullness without the risk of weight gain.
Well, then I'm going to eat a bunch of almonds.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for my New Year's.
Oh, is that what it is?
So then I can lose weight.
Oh, okay.
You know, make me feel full.
Brazil nuts favor men.
I like Brazil nuts.
Well, men should really eat them because they have selenium in them.
What's selenium?
Selenium in them. It's a mineral that has been found to be effective in the fight against prostate cancer.
Wow, yeah. You should be eating them. How many do you need to eat?
They only say a couple every couple days.
Really?
And you get all the selenium in them that you need.
Mm-hmm. I have to get you some.
So in conclusion, enjoy nuts in moderation.
You got to know what nuts are good and healthy for you.
Yeah, I know. The only bad thing about this whole nut deal is you can't have the really good ones.
What about macadamia nuts?
Well, they're okay, but they're high in fat.
Well, so, then I knew. Yeah. But they don't do anything for your health?
That makes you feel good.
Well, yeah, because they're yummy.
But you can't really have the good ones like beer nuts, honey glazed ones.
Oh, honey roasted. No, that's all sweet.
Brox's burnt peanuts. You can't have those.
Oh, those French burnt peanuts? Yeah, that's candy.
You can't have those.
No, of course not.
Well, that's the downside of this whole thing.
Oh.
But remember, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Went to a party just last night. Bye.